Capital, OPT Network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It absolutely doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you to the OPT Network. This Wednesday morning, it's August 15th. And if you're just getting in the car, it's 7:36 a.m. We want to remind you that you can reach out and touch us at our website. Again, www.onpointcxmas.com. Or our offices are located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. And our office number is 318-445-5658. Those are some critical numbers that you want to jot down if you want to let us know what's happening in your community, in your state, in your town. If you've got something that you want our listeners to know, then you need to reach out to us. Just go to our website, and there's always going to be somebody there that will reach back out to you. So just as a reminder, and you know, once we finish the broadcast, we go to our offices. And if we're not there, you can always leave us a message at 318-445-5658, and we will surely, surely contact you. We want to just say good morning this morning. Good morning to Monroe and West Monroe, the Twin Cities. Good morning, Alexandria and Pineville. And good morning, the Twin Cities, Shreveport and Bossier. We hope that your mornings are off to a great start. And we want to remind you that many kids are in school. I know that ours is. It's day number 3 for many of us. And some kids are lucky enough not to have started school yet. So we don't see a whole lot of buses rolling just yet because Rapides Parish starts on Friday. But those school zones are flashing because there are kids that are in school. And not only in Rapides Parish, but surrounding areas, other kids have already started school. So we want to remind you, as you're driving in, please be mindful about those school zones. And, you know, watch out for kids that are being dropped off. You know, buses are going to be rolling. Kids are going to be walking to school. And yet, there are still kids that are not in school. And yesterday, as we were rolling around, we saw kids on bicycles. And, you know, a lot of times you see kids on bicycles and you know that they're out of their neighborhood areas because they're in areas where businesses are going on, lots of traffic, and they're not paying attention. So, you know what, in just a few short days, all of our kids will be loaded back into school. But until that happens, please be mindful about those kids. The other day we saw some kids riding a bicycle. And in old school days, we used to call it double pumping. Well, they were triple pumping. There were 3 people, not one, not two, but 3 people on a bicycle. One on the back, one on the handlebars, and the person that was actually driving the bicycle. And you know, that's just absolutely dangerous. Nobody had a helmet on. Some of the kids didn't have shoes on. So we got to be careful. We got to watch out for our little kids as they're finishing up summer and enjoying the last days of summer. So make sure that you stay engaged as you're traveling in on this Wednesday morning. Can you believe it? The week is already at the middle. We're headed toward the weekend. And you know, yesterday, as the week is progressing, you know, we came in and I was just talking about digging. And I just wanted to remind you about that again this morning. And this morning in my quiet time, I just got in my spirit to tell you and to tell ourselves that everybody is doing something. And we talk about that all-important shift, the way that God and the universe just sort of shifts us from one thing to the next. And sometimes in that shift, it just doesn't feel good. But if you're shifting, we want you to dig. And this is what I got in my quiet time, that every single person, especially if you're going through something that is quite challenging, you need to put on a little sticky pad somewhere where you can see it. Don't quit. Don't quit. Very simple. Don't quit. I don't care if you're dieting again for the 100 and I don't know how many times. Don't quit. I don't care if you are branching out and you're starting a new venture and you just hadn't been able to get it up off the ground. It doesn't matter what it is. If you're headed back to school, you know, your dream, your goal was maybe you didn't finish high school and you want to get that GED, or maybe you didn't finish college and it's been 20 years and you're saying, how am I going to get back into school after 20 years? I'm here to tell you this morning, don't quit. And if you're bold enough, write it down so that you can see it every single day. I'm a firm believer of writing things down so that you can see them. Don't quit. And in that, you'll know what it is that you don't need to quit about. And DC and I have been having this conversation for a minute, and we've just been talking about digging, because anything worth having is worth working for. And you know what? If you're not afraid to work, if you're not afraid to get on the grind, I guarantee you that great things will happen. It's Wednesday morning, and it feels great, and we want to tell you, don't quit. We've got a very important show coming up. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what we're talking about, because we don't want you to quit. It's Wednesday. It feels good. Get your energy up. Take a deep breath and take life in today. We're going to see you on the other side of this break. It's hump day, everybody. Where they at, DC? Where all the humping people at?
Humping your back, sucker.
Oh!
Put your back down, sucker. Face your rock till the fish is up.
Where's all the humming people at? Where they at? Say it loud.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week, and we hope that your morning is off to a great start. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, we remind you to get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. You know, it's important whether you've seen a drop in your 401k plan or you're just really not sure how to maneuver in the issues of money. Find somebody that can really sit down, talk to you, help you, and help you to understand your money and how to prepare for retirement. Well, let me tell you, Carol Kinder is that person. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields is always on point. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. And you know, as we were talking, Rosa and I, last week, we don't want anybody to get lulled to sleep thinking that we'll be okay during hurricane season just because we haven't seen a storm. Make sure that your insurance is where it should be. Sit down and have that all-important conversation with State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team. Again, the number is 318-487-1881. Want to remind you about Be Unique Hair Salon. If you're looking for a great place to get great style, healthy hair, if you've got damaged hair and you just don't know what to do, where to start, Be Unique Hair Salon. Nora Clayton, you can phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday by calling 318-442-7204. Also, Daryl's Auto Service. They're trusted for more than 35 years of service, and I can't say enough about Brother and the team at Daryl's Auto Service. From bumper to bumper, they keep the OPT Cruiser right on point. It runs like a charm. I tell you one thing, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to drive it, and it's a pleasure, DC, to work with Brother. He said, well, you don't ever drive. No, I don't ever drive it. But it's a pleasure to ride in it, and they keep it serviced well. The number to phone is 318-443-5741, and it doesn't matter if the vehicle is domestic or if it's a foreign vehicle. They're on point. I tell you one thing, DC. It's been a challenging week just getting the kids back to school. But you know what? We're persevering. Today is day three. And you got to get used to the new routine. But I say it again, don't quit. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the odds look like. I don't care what people say. Don't quit. Sometimes these are times where you got to dig deep. And I'm going to tell you, when you're digging, you know digging is hard sometimes. Well, don't stop until you get there. And if you just put on a sticky note, you don't have to make it visible for everybody, but just something that you can see every time you look at it, every time you get discouraged, or every time something disturbs you and you just feel like, is it really worth it? And I'm going to tell you what'll happen. Sometimes there are things in the universe that'll make you say, it's just really not worth all the effort. It's not worth the trouble. And then you'll just start to say, you know what? It really isn't. Do I really want to do this? Well, you know, one of the things that we do often is we read, and reread some more. But we read so that you'll want to, and we read so that we can bring you great stories of people doing great things, people just like you and just like us that just didn't quit. I mean, they just grinded. Is grinded a word? I think it is. Grinding. Yeah. They just kept grinding until they reached the mark. And it was never more evident than in this summer's Olympics. You know, every time you see a champion, champions don't quit. They just keep grinding. They just keep digging deeper. And a champion lies in each and every one of you. And I've got great motivation for pumping you up this morning because we're going to be talking about a subject that's a tough subject to talk about. And it's one that you got to really grind. I don't care how many times that you've fallen down, and we said it yesterday, you can fall down, but you know what? It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter if you fall. What really matters the most is that you get back up and you don't quit. And parents, when our kids see us grind, that brings out the grinder in them. That brings out the little champions in them because they see that their folks don't quit. They see that mom just, you know, she keeps digging. You know, dad is on the grind. You know, they see that, you know, and we talk about being the change that you want to see in the world. Well, before we can change the world, we've got to change ourselves, and then we've got to change our families. And it starts with seeing it done. It starts with us. And so this morning, man, gosh, I just feel very strongly that somebody just needs to be encouraged. And you know what? A lot of times there's nobody there to encourage you. So sometimes you just have to encourage yourself. And whenever I had that quiet time in the morning, and this morning I woke up and I was just in the quiet, in the dark, and just really hearing what God wants the people to know this morning, and what he would have me open up my mouth and say this morning, because I think it's important for those who need that. And to be an example, that's the word I was looking for, be an example. And sometimes the example has to start within. And I know it gets tough. I know if you've got a boss that's just riding you, and it just literally, physically could make you sick. But I'm here to say, don't quit. Don't quit. You know, just keep pushing, keep pushing toward the mark. And I promise you, the shift will come. And so this morning, we're going to be talking about something that has really come out in the news, and we started talking about it on Monday with PJ, Paul James, and he's from Melbourne, Australia. And it was just so good to have him from down under. And I told him, I said, that's on our list of places to visit. And, you know, he's just got such great energy about getting fit. And, you know, the studies talk about where Louisiana is. The CDC has unveiled their national obesity rates. But I'm here to tell you, you know what? If you don't quit, whatever it is that you're striving for, it'll happen. It'll happen in your life, and you just got to remind yourself not to quit. So we're reminding you, we're reminding ourselves, it's Wednesday. It's a great week. No matter how many challenges, it's a great week. And if you don't think so, all you got to do is tell yourself, it is a great week. And I promise you, you can have what you say. So you might as well say what you want to have. Get in line with your thinking. And the rest will follow. DC and I say it all the time. The mind is a powerful tool. Whatever you tell it, it'll believe it. So I'm going to take a break here. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you about this new report. I know many of you have heard about it. But we're going to conquer this thing. You know why? Because we're not going to quit. It's Wednesday. It's August 15th. And it's 7:57 a.m. We'll see you on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
AAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services.
Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christa St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLAW.org and register today.
And I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Hey, everybody. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus so much more. When you phone 318-767-2220, and you know we're about to kick off football season, so you want to make sure that you've got all the right channels so that you can get all the games that you want to see, plus so much more, plus great deals. The number again is 318-767-2220. And of course, McDonald's of Pineville. This morning, we're talking about, DC, how to not quit. You know, it's easy to quit. You know, quitting is the easy way out. And this morning specifically, we're talking about the new study that the CDC unveiled nationally saying that the obesity rates, and, you know, they're just off the charts in where the different states rank. And, of course, Mississippi was number one, but Louisiana is number two. And so we talk about this all the time. We were talking about it Monday when the study was released with PJ Trainer. And he was a trainer who was an underwear model, incredible physique. Looked amazing. He looked like the track athletes. I mean, every muscle just well-defined. Well, long story short, he went on to gain 90 pounds, ill-advised by his doctors and all the people around him, just so that he could empathize with people. Well, after that conversation, we had lots of people calling wanting to know how to get his book and to get more information about him. But we were talking specifically about how hard it is, even when you try to do the right thing, just to lose the weight. And we woke up this morning talking about it. We talk about it a lot because many of you know that we're always kind of trying to eat right and get on the right path with weight loss. But you see, it's been especially challenging, especially as we've gotten into middle age.
Yes, it has. It really has.
And so for you, you know, we've looked at several plans, several options, and we're gonna have the doctor in, our doctor on point and on call, Dr. Gary Jones, to talk about
Dr. J.
Yeah, to talk about this obesity and, you know, how we can get it under control. And there are many people that are really, really struggling. Millions. And you're one of them.
I'm one of them. And I'm, you know, not obese, but overweight, about 35, 40 pounds.
And so you said something very important this morning to me about the D word, discipline, and something that you really, really had to grab hold of.
Well, yes. I mean, I'm to the point now where, you know, I think my knee has started to hurt a little bit because I've gotten a little heavier than what I normally am.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been about 3 years now. So it's becoming more normal, you know, and I really don't like it.
Becoming more normal to be the weight that you are?
Yes. And I'm you know, because at first, you know, I would pick up 10 pounds and then I picked up 10 more pounds and now 10 more because 3 years ago I was about 205 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm about 240 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm really just out of my element right here at this weight. I'm just not comfortable here.
And so we were talking about it this morning, and we talk about it often, but there's some real mental gymnastics, if you will, that's going to have to happen for change to happen. And I guess the question is, are you really, really ready to get yourself mentally prepared?
Am I ready?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. I am. I, well, no.
Well, you say that, though. You say that every Monday.
I've been saying that, but I really don't think I've been to this point where I really think I'm at my bottom with the weight.
Why?
You know, because I've had to go through this before. I'm just, you know, if I gain any more weight, I'm going to have to get another wardrobe of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I already have a wardrobe for 230. I've got a wardrobe.
I think a lot of people share, you know, that sentiment. Mm-hmm. A lot of people.
You know, but I'm just not wanting to invest any more money in any more clothing at a larger weight. And I just don't feel comfortable. You know, I'm not but about 5'9", and it's too much weight for me to carry around. And I'm to the point now where it's gonna take discipline, and I am about to take some drastic measures to really get down, because I really believe if I can get down to the weight that I desire, I think I'll be able to keep the weight off.
All right, now let me just.
But that has been the problem, I think, that I've been having, because I can stay at the weight that I am now,
uh-huh,
by working. I just can't lose the weight that I want to lose. So my problem is not staying at the weight that I like to stay at. It's losing the excess 35 pounds.
Now let's talk about your Achilles heel. Ice cream, cookies,
sugar.
Cakes,
sugar.
And new studies out say that sugar, and PJ said it in the book, and he said it so powerfully. He said sugar is as addicting as cocaine. And so there are millions of Americans that are addicted to sugar. And when you eat sugar, the experts say it stimulates the release of dopamine in your brain, and it makes you feel extreme good pleasure. And I see that every time. I see that every time. I do. It's like a high.
Well, it's like the food has gotten better over the years. I don't know. Look, like after when I stopped smoking, 4 years ago. It seemed like my taste buds came back, but I don't think that's what it is. I think what happened is I started using food as a comforter versus using tobacco or alcohol or, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it has more to do with that than, you know, just being hungry, because I don't think I'm that greatly hungry. But, you know, it's like once you start eating, and really when it's good food.
Well, check this out.
It seems like it tastes.
Check this out, though. This is what experts say. This is what the doctors say. It says the brain recognizes sugar, and it likes, and it begins to feel so good. And they say that it may startle you to learn that heroin, morphine, and sugar all stimulate the same receptors in your brain. And the dangers just don't result in you gaining weight. But the recent studies have linked sugar to other diseases that we are very, very fearful of. You know, even heart disease and even cancer. And so, you know, sugar, and we've talked about this before, sugar being dangerous. And we even said, were those studies too harsh? You know, were those studies just, you know, were they too overreaching? And, you know, it seems like more and more studies that are being done in regards to sugar are saying that it does make you feel good, because it does act like, DC, a drug in your brain. And I see that anytime I see DC sit down with cookies and ice cream. And oh my goodness, when my mom makes cake on Sunday, you do the happy dance.
Yeah.
and you got a big old smile right now.
Well, yeah, because I mean, that I should stop that. I should really stop that, and I'm gonna stop it. As a matter of fact.
But are you doing it consciously or unconsciously?
Well, I think it's just like any other drug, just like you're fine until you sit down to it, and then you start overindulging.
Uh-huh.
But yes, it has to be.
Taken. It makes you happy.
It has to be taken seriously. I am going to start anew. Yes, I am.
And you say, and you know what? You know, this is what I'm going to
say. No, I'm starting anew.
This is what I'm going to say to you about that. What's going to make this time different from the 125th time
I did the same thing with cigarettes.
You did?
Yeah.
I just
kept trying until.
And what's the word this morning? Don't quit.
Don't quit. Yeah, I'm not going to quit, you know.
Don't quit. And, you know, this morning, we just want to encourage people, whether it's obesity, whether it's 25 or 30 pounds or whatever it is. Who's that talking to you this morning? It's Octavia. Octavia, good morning.
That's funny. She said that's funny. But it's true.
It's funny, but it's true. And you know what? You got to laugh about it to keep from beating yourself up.
Yeah, I'm going to just.
And people who know you and who have sat down with you at a meal know that food just makes you downright gleeful.
Yeah, I'm from the country. You know, I'm from Bunk. You know, we like to eat.
Right. And,
you know, I came up in a family where everybody could cook. Mm-hmm. Well, the whole town could cook.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody could.
That's right.
Doesn't matter where you go in the town, there was always somebody cooking. And you know how it was back in the 70s and 80s. Everybody just went everywhere and ate.
And you seem to think and I think that this is what
all the school food.
This is what I think the problem is. And when Dr. Jones gets in, this is what we're going to talk about. These are some of the things we're going to talk about, because he's working really, really hard across Central Louisiana to help Louisiana to get fit. But this is where I think the danger comes in, is when you don't think you're eating as much as you're eating, and you have some real denial issues in that area. Because you don't think you're eating a lot.
You know, I've been on my body by Vi, and I've been eating once a day.
Okay.
So what happened, body by Vi did, I mean, I stopped gaining.
Right, but at the one meal a day, you can't eat enough calories for the whole meal in that one meal.
Because I think the body by Vi works.
I think it does, you know, too.
That one meal is just, it's hard to just contain myself. I'll admit that.
And I think what is happening for you is that you feel justified because you haven't eaten all day. And so you
drinking my excellent shakes. And the shakes are
we
excellent.
Had one this morning.
Absolutely. They're absolutely excellent.
And I'm going to tell you one thing. You have made
Darlene is listening. She's probably going to say, man, David, you know, I just need to back off the one meal, Darlene. Because you know, it is working. I mean, I really enjoy the shakes. I figured out a new way to make them taste better.
Right.
Because they are good, aren't they?
They're excellent. And we have them every single morning. And one of the things that they're packed with that PJ talked about on Monday were protein. They're packed with protein. And protein is something that is essential in helping to build muscle and also helping in losing weight. But I think that everybody's issues are so diametrically opposed. And what I mean by that is everybody's issues are so different that there's no real cookie cutter way to lose the weight. But when we look at the CDC's new report out, it makes you say we gotta do something. And I know that Dr. Jones has a very practical application to making this happen. He's saving lives, and hopefully he's not in surgery saving a life. Well, I mean, if he is, that's good, but we expect that he's going to be joining us. But he really, really has a very practical approach to this issue that is, it's daunting for most people. All right, let me get a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about some things that we can all do to make a difference in our health and in our life and in our weight. Stay with us.
Let's do it. Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Coleman Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Coleman Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact. Make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Teresa Slater, Executive Director of the Cabrini Foundation and the Children's Miracle Network. I would like to thank On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas for helping us at the Children's Miracle Network. Thanks, Team OPT, for being an advocate for change.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, listen, I can't tell you enough what a great stop Davis One Stop is. Complete, complete stop. So stop at Davis One Stop, right in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is in Avoyelles Parish to serve you. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. And also Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, you know, we've been having a lighthearted conversation about weight and the struggles and the challenges, but the real, real issue is this. The CDC unveiled their national obesity rates, and it really, really makes you take a good, hard look at where every state ranks. And based on the report, on a state-by-state report, 2011 state-by-state obesity data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in which people self-report their height and weight, because people tend to under-report their weight. And of course, we all are guilty. The percentage of people who are obese is probably, they're saying, higher, even higher than the statistics indicate. And the statistics are from Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System data. And so, of course, Mississippi ranked number one, but Louisiana was not far behind, with 33.4% of adults being obese. And so this is a problem. And this was one that we felt like we needed to not only get the personal information on how we all sort of process this, but to get the medical, the real medical reports on what's happening. And our doctor on point and on call is Dr. Gary Jones. Dr. Jones, good morning and thank you for being here.
Good morning, Colette.
I was saying this morning before you got here, he's probably saving a life. And yes, indeed, he was saving a life and did not get in until 4 a.m. this morning. But when we talked about this study and we talked about the importance of talking about it, Dr. Jones, your reaction is one of frustration, to say the least.
Definitely, definitely. This is something we've been talking about for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that our listeners hopefully are taking what we're saying to heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is now coming to fruition. Everything that we've talked about now on the show for the last two or three years.
Mm-hmm. Five, almost 5 years.
If we don't take this, get this under control, is going to be a catastrophic health care problem. I just gave a talk the other day at a local business in town to 300 people, and I delivered the message that this is the terrorist activity that's happening in America right now, is our health care crisis.
Terrorist activity.
It's a terrorist activity, yes. Because
wow.
We're letting it...
That's serious.
It is very serious. We're letting it take hold of us and putting us in a grip that we can't easily get out of. You're going to have to take some decisive action to get control of this.
You know, we were talking about it, and I hope that people can... I really want you to feel Dr. Jones's frustration, because as he said, we've only been talking about it for a few years compared to the number of years that you've been, almost three decades, you've been talking about it, being about it, and seeing people literally die. And so I said to Dr. Jones before we went on the air, I don't think that there's any concrete answers. And you said what?
Oh, there's definite answer. We have the answer. We are the answer. I tell the story all the time. When you go grocery shopping, I don't think the president comes with you, the Congress, or the Senate. I don't think you ask permission, should I get these cookies or should mm-hmm. I do the fruits and vegetables?
Right.
We are making those decisions. We have to make better decisions on what we're going to eat, how we're going to exercise, and make a conscious effort to do that. That is how we solve the problem. It is not someone else's problem. It is our problem.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we control that, we're going to suffer the consequences, which are grave. One of the things I'm noticing, Colette, not in a 30-year career, and I've said this before, I'm going to keep saying it because it's actually coming true, mm-hmm. and people out there have family members who can actually vouch for this. Our patients, while we still have some old patients, they're getting younger and mm-hmm. younger and younger with these problems. Now, what does obesity cause? High blood pressure, heart disease, stroke. What most people don't realize is that obese people have a higher risk of cancer also. So all these, and arthritis, diabetes, all these chronic diseases are easily treatable if we get this under control. We can drop the health care costs mm-hmm. in America by literally probably 50 to 60% if we just do these simple things on our diet and exercise. It's that easy.
But see, this is what I think we're seeing as a nation. And people that are listening can look around and take notice of this. I think we have become complacent and we have become a people of acceptance. It's no longer, you know, it's no longer a problem to be overweight. It used to be you might have one or two in a classroom or just a few, but now if you sit and people watch a lot, everybody is bigger and there just is an acceptance factor.
Yeah, and it's you know, that is so very true. And when I was in school, thinking back about that, there were, like you said, one or two kids who we wouldn't know it was overweight.
Right.
But the rest of us were frail, skinny,
yeah,
running around, exhausted,
yeah,
whatever. With this more couch-like life that we now live with TV,
mm-hmm.
internet, Wii games, all those things, there's not that much outside activity that the children get involved in, and thus they start to gain this weight earlier. Plus the fact that they are marketed constantly for fast foods,
mm-hmm.
constantly. You know, I'm not saying they shouldn't do that once in a while. I think it's a great thing, but it's every day. When I gave my talk the other day, I was telling people about the idea of all these fast food things they eat every day. I had them shaking their heads and say, yes, that's what we do.
Right.
That's how I get through my life with my kids. I got to go to work, come home, get something quick on the meal, and on the table, and the quickest way to do that is to pick up something from the fast food store.
Right.
Okay? And those foods are not healthy foods. You have some places have some good choices, but most of them are not healthy. High in fat, high in carbohydrates, and we suffer from that.
And then most of our kids are not going to make the healthy choices.
No, they're going to make the stuff that tastes good.
Right.
You know, but taste is an interesting thing, because when you go back and look at the history of things like salt and sugar, as those came into easy access to people,
mm-hmm.
Our weight went up, high blood pressure went up, all these things went up because it made food taste good.
And that's,
and let me
just
say, taste better. Food tastes good in its natural state.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have an acquired taste for it, though, to appreciate the taste of natural food.
And that's just what DC was talking about earlier, Dr. Jones, that the food just seems to taste so good. But what I'm thinking, just from the challenges that we're going through in our house with just trying to find the right combination to work, and I know a lot of people that are listening, you know, we laugh about it, And but we know it's a serious issue, and we got to laugh to keep from crying. But, you know, you fall down, you fall off a diet, you get back up. But we are also enthralled with the taste of food. But unless we can come up with a way to change the way that our mind processes, the way we feel about food and the way that food tastes, will never really change.
Will never really change. I'm going to challenge the listening audience today. I want to know how many of you out there actually know the taste of an actual piece of bell pepper tastes like. No salt, no pepper, no salad dressing, just a green bell pepper, a piece of green bell pepper, a tomato, a cauliflower, broccoli, with nothing else on it. How does it taste? Most people say, I don't want to eat that because it doesn't have any taste. It does have a taste, and it's natural, and it's good. That's how we get healthy.
Wow. Let's get a quick break here. This is an important conversation, y'all. We're going to tell you how we're going to get fit, not only in Sinlaw, but as a nation. Stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new spicy chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by the Of Oils Commission of Tourism, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinlaw one heartbeat at a time. I tell you what, Doc, this is an important conversation. It's one that I think that we'll never be able to stop having until people just really get it. And we were talking about those people that have been at a certain weight and they're trying to lose the weight, but the weight, for whatever reason, just won't budge.
Yeah, I know. And that's a big problem. And everybody's an individual. Everybody's different. something's going to work for you. It's not going to work for your friend. So you have to find out what it is that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing I can tell you that will help you. Carbohydrates. And when I say carbohydrates, I'm talking about bread, mm-hmm. rice, potatoes. When they say those potatoes stick to your ribs, they really do. So, you know, you should definitely cut back on the amount of carbohydrates that you consume. I'm not saying necessarily get rid of them, but cut way back. I personally have made a conscious effort to cut back on the amount of bread that I eat. I definitely got rid of all soft drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to deal with water and some tea. So, I mean, and that by itself, I lost 18 pounds.
Wow.
Just by doing that.
Over how long, Doc?
It took me about 3 months to do that.
18 pounds in 3 months.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. But again, you know, I'm 5'8". I was weighing 200 pounds. I had to get down. So I'm down to 182. But I had to make this conscious effort to do it. And by those two simple things I did, I was able to drop the weight. Now, that might not work for somebody else.
Right.
You may do something else. Add in more exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You may need to get cut back on some of the fat that you're eating, too. So, I mean, those are the things you have to look at. How does it work for your body?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this is a devastating problem. Let me tell you one consequence of this thing that people don't realize. When you have a heart attack and you're 70 years old, you're already retired probably. And, you know, you're not going to affect you necessarily how your family. It affects your family definitely. But it have maybe as big an economic impact as if you have a heart attack when you're 40. You have a heart attack when you're 40 years old.
It's a game changer.
It's a big game changer. Okay, as far as how do we take care of the family, how do the kids go to school, how do they go to college, how do we get the next car, the next house, whatever. It's a game changer. And make no mistake about it, insurance companies know that too. So it's very, very, very important for us to take a good look at how we're going to deal with this problem. At LACBT, we made a conscious deal. We have a program called Get Fit Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
We've been promoting this now for the last year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And we're asking people to do five things. Drink more water. You need 8 ounces of water a day. It's better to filter water. I tell them, watch for plastic bottles that has bisphenol in it. You need bisphenol A-free bottles to drink it from. Bisphenol is a product that when it gets into your system, it can do things, especially in men.
Well, how do we know what? That's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah.
How do we know which bottles have that in it?
If you Google bisphenol-free bottles, they'll tell you there's a number on the back of it that'll tell you the bottle is free. It's usually a triangle, and there's a number one in that bottle is usually bisphenol free. But there's other numbers too, and I don't know the numbers, but I know number one is a good bottle.
Okay, good.
All right, so free water.
Okay.
Number two, more fruits and vegetables. You need fruits and vegetables in your body to detoxify your body, to grow your body, to heal your body, to promote the immune system in your body. You need that too. If you can't get enough fruits and vegetables, you know we promote a product called Juice Plus. Number three, some type of walking program. We want 10,000 steps a day. Get a pedometer. Put it on your side. Make sure you get your 10,000 steps a day, okay? Then we want to promote decreased stress. Stress is one of those things we have a lot of in our society today.
Mm-hmm.
The houses are gone. My bank account, whatever. Stress increases epinephrine. Epinephrine causes high blood pressure.
What is epinephrine?
Epinephrine is a chemical in your body that makes your blood vessels collapse. Constrict, as we say. When blood vessels constrict, your blood pressure goes up.
And we don't even know that that's happening,
do we?
But
that's the effect of stress.
Wow.
So stress does that.
Wait, slow down on that one, Doc.
Yeah.
Somebody needed that.
Yeah.
That's important. Mm. We don't even know what our blood vessels are doing under stress.
Not by minute basis, you don't. But when you stress, I can tell you, they're constricting, your blood pressure is going up, and it's having an effect on your heart, your kidneys, and your eyes.
And see, that's a word for somebody right now. Don't you get so upset that you're going to just go let them have it? Because think about what's going to happen with your epinephrine.
Oh, there's many stories of people getting upset and having a stroke, having a heart attack, you know, because of that one physiologic episode that goes on when you get stressed out. But anyway, stress.
Wow.
And then we talk about no tobacco products as our fifth thing. That's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in the cigarette that's good for you. Everything in the cigarette is bad for you. So don't tell me about, I'm calmed down, I got to smoke a cigarette. No, you're addicted. You're getting a fix.
Yep, they're going to go tell somebody off, then they're going to go smoke a cigarette.
Exactly right. I got to calm down, I got to smoke a cigarette. You're getting your fix. So please get away from smoking cigarettes. It's a product that really is devastating, causing heart attack, stroke, cancer. We all know the benefit of cancer, which the cigarette companies denied for years. They're probably still denying it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the five things we ask people to do to get fit Louisiana from LACBT.
And so, Doc, you know, you've been promoting Get Fit Louisiana, and, you know, we do these shows, and we just want people to know how grateful we are to have you come in and talk about it, but almost every time you've come in just only hours after doing some kind of catastrophic surgery on somebody. And I see the disgust. I see the frustration. I see the just, you know, this these emotions of we're killing ourselves and we really don't have to. And the thing that we really have to impress upon people most is that you're asking people to do five things. But if you can just start with one, just one.
Just one would be great to get it to make have a beginning. Each journey just starts with one step. So we just do one at a time. That'll be great.
Right.
Bring the other four along as you get comfortable with the first one.
Because, and this is what I have been very mindful of in my own body as I grow older. Making sure that I know my blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Making sure that I know what my cholesterol is. You know, making sure that my weight kind of stays at a rate that's pretty decent. Mm-hmm. Because as we get older, people that have never had problems with blood pressure. We had a friend, a homeboy, very young, had a stroke. Not even, probably, what, early 40s, do you see? Very young. We're seeing more and more people. Two homeboys that we know in their early, late 30s, early 40s having strokes.
Yeah, and it's exactly what we're talking about. You know, and people can have that, it's not going to happen to me type syndrome. But it can happen, and it will happen to you if you don't take this warning and make some changes. So, I mean, you know, those are the things that we talk about. As far as me continuing to talk about this, I'm going to continue to talk about it. It's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I say, it's a very easy concept to understand. Sometimes those are the hardest to implement.
Hmm. Why is that? The easiest things are the hardest.
Because I'm going to start it tomorrow.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to start that tomorrow. Let's start it today. You know, start today with giving the soft drinks, drinking water. Start today taking a walking program with the family. Start today by taking a moment to meditate or read your Bible.
Right.
Have some prayer time to yourself.
That's right.
Start today by not smoking cigarettes. Start today. Start today.
Right. And I told, we were telling listeners this morning that, you know, in my quiet time this morning, I was telling people that they need to just write on a sticky note somewhere where they can see it. If it's a personal thing or a public thing, don't quit. Don't quit. I don't care how many times you've tried to lose weight. I don't care how many times you've tried to get your blood pressure under control. And a lot of this can be controlled just by losing weight.
There's no doubt about that. You know, one of the things, unfortunately, that as we talk about this and try to prevent this problem, which is the easiest thing to do, some of us already have this problem, but we don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, at LACBT, we started a vascular lab, a vascular clinic. We're the only one in this part of the state to have a dedicated vascular clinic. We conduct this clinic on Thursdays, where we monitor people for vascular disease, to include blood vessels in the leg, the blood vessels going to the neck that can give you a stroke, the blood vessels in the abdomen can give you aneurysm and rupture. So we watch these things for these patients to know when it's time to start some therapeutic activity or put them on regimen to hopefully decrease this problem. So if you have a vascular problem, you have been pain in your legs while you're walking in the store, and we call it claudication, okay? And you want to be followed, you can call us. If you know you have a history of stroke in your family and you have high blood pressure, but you don't know if you have blocked blood vessels in your neck, come and see us. We can do a very simple, non-invasive test, the one that you had here on the radio show, to check and see if you have any blockages in your neck, hope to prevent you from having a stroke. Okay? We can check the artery in your belly to make sure it's not getting enlarged, an aneurysm, so that it might rupture and you'll never make it to the hospital. We can find these things out early. Our vascular lab at LACBT on Thursdays.
Minimal cost.
We follow you on a regular basis, and the number is 318-442-0106, 318-442-0106. Call us, make an appointment to come see us if you have those problems.
Absolutely.
For either a screening or to be followed on a permanent basis if you already have these problems.
Absolutely. Again, that number is 318-442-0106. Y'all, it's a serious problem, but I promise you, one conversation at a time, we're going to combat it, and we're going to see the change. We're going to see the change that is going to make the difference in people's lives. Let me get a quick break here. We'll be back right after this.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. Down in Avoyelles Parish, the number's 318-346-2547. In Opelousas, 337-942-9939. For more information about the Southwest safety messages, log on to www.beresponsible.com. If you're just joining us, you know what? We're having one of those conversations that, you know what, it's tough to hear. Maybe it's tough to have. But in the wake of these new studies, and even if there weren't any new studies, Dr. Jones, it's just something very real that we've got to keep talking about. And when we look at what the human body can do, because we were talking about the Olympics, and we were talking about, you know, how you loved the Olympics, and we did too. And everybody who listens to the show knows we are avid sports fans. But when you look at the human body, and I mean, those are fine-tuned specimens, but there's possibility for us all.
Oh, definitely it's possible for us all. Those guys, they practice every day. That's their job.
Uh-huh. And they're eating the best.
Eating the right thing, okay? I think somebody told me Michael Phelps at one time was eating 10,000 calories a day. You can't eat 10,000 calories a day and do what we do. You wouldn't be able to walk out the door. But he's exercising constantly.
Uh-huh.
He's consuming.
And he needs that.
It's like gasoline for him. You know?
Right.
He's burning up. So if you burn up the calories that you have, you're going to keep your weight down.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing about that. I was telling you a story earlier when we were off the station, is that when in the 1960s, I remember President Kennedy had this program, the President's Physical Fitness Program. And it was in all the high schools, all the schools, where the kids had to accomplish certain things to achieve this medal, this patch that you got. And nowadays, for a long time after he died, it was not much about that done. And now the president has come back now with the Let's Move program with Miss Obama.
Right.
We need to embrace that for our children.
Yeah, we do.
We need to get them involved in the Let's Move program. Because if we don't do something, I guarantee you, you're going to see them with heart attacks in the 40s, the 50s. It's going to be devastating.
Well, you know, speaking of Mrs. Obama, and since we now have White House clearance, we're working on having Mrs. Obama on the show for Let's Move to see if we can just get, especially in the wake of the new numbers that affect Louisianians. And you know, we just, Doc, you know, I don't know what to say anymore, but this is what I firmly believe that every single person has to do. You got to start with changing your mind. Mm-hmm. You got to think differently about food. And you said something really powerful and something that I'm going to take to heart. And my friends who know me say, Carlette, you know, you have all these people in the show and you just are going crazy. You know, I stopped eating meat because I believe these things. You mm-hmm. said, you know, we're putting so much additives on our food that we're not tasting the food anymore.
Mm-mm. No.
You know, I'm going to get a bell pepper and I'm just going to
slice it up.
Yeah.
Try it. See what it tastes like.
We got to get, DC said he's going to try it too, but he said it with a big smile that just.
No salad dressing. No salad dressing, okay?
You know, but I mean, I don't know. I felt this morning that D.C. was sick and tired of being sick and tired. Yeah. And I think a lot of people are right there.
Sure.
He said, I'm at my bottom. Now, I don't know if he's necessarily at his bottom at 40 pounds. Somebody listening saying, man, if I 40 pounds was all I had to lose, I'd be all right.
Sure.
You know, but that bottom is different places for different people.
Here's another one for you to wrap your head around, okay? Most kids don't know what the taste of an apple is.
Mm-hmm.
A strawberry.
Wow.
An orange. A real orange. I'm talking about orange juice, the concentrated orange. I'm talking about a real orange that you have to peel.
Right.
And eat the slices.
But so this is the thing. And I said, okay, we've got to change our minds. But when you've lived that way on, you know, preservatives and all this sugar, how do you change generations? That's going to be a conversation for another day.
That's a long conversation because those preservatives are part of the problem that's killing us.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore a reason to keep those products on the shelf longer, which makes it less expensive for the company that's making them to make profits.
Mm-hmm. The sugary cereals, the sugary drinks. You know, you look at people's buggies, and sometimes I just look at people's buggies, and sometimes I just go right up to people like I did yesterday in Walmart and ask people about what they're doing with their food and their buggies because I'm just interested.
Sure.
You know, and you know, you just see the various different people doing various different things. And I don't know about most people, but I want to live to be a ripe old age, and I want to do it healthy.
Yeah. Well, I've told you a story about Dan Buten in the Blue Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Those people
we're going to have him on. We're gonna
you need to get him.
We're going to have
120
Dan
120 years old
mm-hmm.
Because he eats natural food.
He's writing a new book, Doc.
Okay, good.
He's writing a new book. In fact, DC has spoken to his people. He's writing a new book, and we're going to have him on. We're gonna have you back,
excellent.
And we're working on Mrs. Obama, and that's something we need to talk about. And Doc, what's the most important, simplest thing that you can tell those people this morning that are listening, that are not just struggling but struggling with the weight, struggling with the food?
Yeah. Well, if I had to summarize it, one thing I would tell them is that the change is within you.
Mm.
The change is within
that's
you.
That's powerful.
You have to find it, and then believe it. And live it.
I'm going to write that down.
Because if you don't feel it yourself, then no one's going to do it for you.
Hey, that's a word. The change, and people know if it's good and I write it down, I'm going to use it. The change is within you. It's like Michael Frank said, it's there on the inside. You've had it all along. Yeah. All you got to do is tap in.
Exactly right.
Good stuff. Dr. Jones, we want to thank you so much for spending the very best part and the busiest.
You quite welcome, Carlette. And thank you, DC.
Right here on the OPT Network. Y'all, thank you so much for spending your morning with us. We hope that you have taken at least one thing away that will help you to find the change that is within you. Remember, we tell you every single morning, we love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Wednesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday.